Then down the narrow path where their lives had met, he led and showed to her her future world, love's refuge and corner of happy solitude. At the path's end, through a green cleft in the trees, she saw a clustering line of hermit roofs and looked now first on her heart's future home, the thatch that covered the life of Satyavan. Adorned with creepers and red climbing flowers, it seemed a sylvan beauty in her dreams, slumbering with brown body and tumbled hair in her chamber inviolate of emerald peace. Around it stretched the forest's anchorite mood, lost in the depths of its own solitude. Then, moved by the deep joy she could not speak, a little depth of it quivering in her words, her happy voice cried out to Satyavan, "My heart will stay here on this forest verge and close to this thatched roof while I am far. Now of more wandering it has no need, but I must haste back to my father's house, which soon will lose one loved accustomed tread and listen in vain for a once cherished voice. For soon I shall return, nor ever again oneness must sever its recovered bliss, or fate sunder our lives while life is ours. Once more she mounted on the carven car, and under the ardor of a fiery noon, less bright than the splendor of her thoughts and dreams, she sped swift-reined, swift-hearted, but still saw in still lucidities of sight's inner world, through the cool-scented woods' luxurious gloom, on shadowy paths between great rugged trunks, pace towards a tranquil clearing, Satyavan. A nave of trees enshrined the hermit thatch, the new deep covert of her felicity, preferred to heaven, her soul's temple and home. This now remained with her, her heart's constant scene.